This spiritual convocation is also on our Sabbath day.
我们继续求主带领。
So we ask God to continue to guide us.
并且也恳求主照他的应许，将更多的恩惠平安临到我们大家。
And we also ask the Lord that all grace and more blessings be unto us.
感谢主的带领。
And thanks for the guidance of the Lord.
到今天为止啊，我们领受圣灵的已经有十一位了。
So until today, we have 11 of us have received the Holy Spirit.
当中有几位是我们的亲朋好友。
And so among them are some of our friends and relatives.
所以我们借这一次的灵恩布道会，也能够使大家有更多方面的学习。
And so through this spiritual convocation, everyone can learn more.
灵恩布道会的主要工作有两个。
So there's two important works in the evangelical and spiritual convocation.
第一个是对内造就我们的弟兄姐妹。
And the first one is to edify the brothers and sisters within internally.
所以我们有更多的时间来听道理和祷告。
So that we have more time to listen to sermons and to pray.
那对外就是邀请我们亲朋好友一起参加这神救恩的宴席。
So and to the outside, we invite our dear friends to partake of this salvation.
亲朋好友也能够认得这位耶稣基督
，so that our friends and relatives may know this Lord Jesus.
愿意查考慕道，并且相信
，so that they're willing to study and to believe.
所以灵恩布道会是很特别的一个时间。
So spiritual convocation, evangelical service is a special time.
一直到明天才下午才会结束
，and it will end tomorrow afternoon.
所以在这段时间，我们要有心要参加。
So within this period of time, we have to have the heart to attend.
就我们整个基督徒的信仰生活来看
，And so the whole life of our Christian life,
有很多的事情我们需要注意
，Many things we need to pay attention to.
否则会造成我们信仰上的一种软弱
，Otherwise, it will create a weakness in our life.
那有很多事情问题的影响
，And many things are effect of our life.
也会导致我们不再那么热心。
And it will make us not have such zeal.
但是其中有一个相当要留意的一件事。
But one of them, especially, we have to pay attention.
就是不可以起贪心。
That we cannot be greedy.
很多我们行为的偏差。
Many of our actions that go astray.
都跟我们内心的想法有关系。
It's related to what we think in our hearts.
甚至在信仰上。软弱也是跟我们内心的世界有关系。
So even though when we're spiritually weak, it's related to our worldly things.
不单单我们在生活上有这种感受。
So not only do we have this kind of experience in our lives.
所以我们中国有一句话这样说。
So in Chinese, it has a saying.
哀莫大于心死。意思就是说，最大的悲伤悲哀啊。就是你的心死啊，这个是很大。
So the greatest sorrow is that your heart is dead.
有时候有困难
，Sometimes you have difficulties.
我们面对它
，and we face them.
我们只要肯吃苦，我们可以站起来去面对它。
As long as we're willing to suffer and stand up to face it.
有时候别人攻击毁谤我们
，Sometimes people attack us.
说一些不太中意的话
，They say some things that are not too good.
如果我们的心有自己的一个坚定。
But if we have a foundation in our heart,
我们就不会影响我们的生活脚步。
Then it will not affect our life.
所以这个内心啊，当我们不认清自己的时候啊，就很容易受伤害。
So when we don't know ourselves within our heart, then it's the greatest damage is done.
尤其站在信仰的立场。
Especially from the angle of faith.
我们的心不坚定啊。
That our heart is not set.
很容易就被人事物给引动千里福音的盼望。
And then we'll be either affected by people, things, or other things.
引动或千里就是离开的意思。
And we're led astray, that means we leave.
心不坚定。
That our heart is not set.
我们就容易被带离开福音的道理上面。
We'll be easily led astray from the gospel.
所以，这个心的这个保守真的很重要。
So to protect our heart is very important.
主耶稣基督在有关戒贪心这一方面的道理，也特别这样教导我们。
And so the Lord Jesus especially mentions on this topic of greed.
他了解我们人的软弱。
He understands the weaknesses of men.
我们来看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
十二章的十五节。
Chapter 12 verse 15.
十五节。
15.
于是主耶稣对众人说。
And Jesus said to the people.
你们要谨慎自己自守。
You have to beware of yourself.
免去一切的贪心。
And to beware of all the covetousness.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
And one's life is not consist of the abundance of things he possesses.
在这里，耶稣基督把这件事看得很重要哦。
So the Lord Jesus saw this as important.
警戒跟随他的人啊，一定要除掉贪心哦。
And to warn those people that follow him to remove the greediness.
而且是一切的贪心从各角度进来的那种情欲的念头。
To remove all the greediness from all angles and all that kind of desire.
神看我们的生命，并不是在乎你家里有多少财产。
And God looks at our life not how much possession we have in our lives.
神看我们的生命，乃在乎你在他面前是怎样的敬虔敬拜他。
God looks at us if we how sincere how we fear him.
如果神在乎一个人家里有财产有钱才让他得救，这种神就不用信了。
So if God only cared if the person had possession, then that person don't have to believe.
但是我们敬拜的这位创造宇宙万物的真神。
But the God we worship, the creator of all the universe.
他不是看人的外表。
He does not look at the outer appearance.
也不是看人拥有什么。
He does not look at what man has.
他只在乎你的生命是不是在神面前活的。
He only cares if your life is living before God with
hope. 所以这里主耶稣这样讲啊。
So Jesus says here.
要谨慎自守。
That you have to be aware and take heed.
保守自己的心胜过保守一切哦。
And to protect your heart over everything else.
你只要心里偏差，你的行为也就偏差。
So once your heart goes astray, then your actions will go astray.
你只要心里的念头顺着情欲，你就是行出情欲的坏行为啊。
So once your heart thinks about the lust, then your actions will go towards lust.
就会做出一些对不起神的事啊。
Then you will do things to offend God.
所以这个内心的控管。
And so to control our heart.
内心的一种认识。
And to understand our heart.
就像主耶稣所说的，一定要从免去一切贪心这个基础来做起啊。
And we have to start by laying the foundation of removing all greediness.
只要是跟神的吩咐道理相违背的，我就不贪。
So anything that's against the command of God, I will not greed.
你很自然的在各方面就有一个很好的见证生活了。
And then from all aspects, you have a good testimony of life.
那不可起贪心，这个是耶稣交代的哦。
So do not be greedy. This is something that Jesus has instructed.
我们既然信靠他，敬拜他。
So since we rely upon him and believe in him.
我们就要按照耶稣基督规定的方法命令来去行。
So we need to do according to what the commands of Jesus have said.
我们才能够在神面前是成为一个他所喜欢的儿女了。
And then before the Lord Jesus will be a pleasing child.
所以主耶稣在这里勉励这些门徒和跟随他的人这样说。
So here the Lord Jesus encouraged the disciples and those people that followed him.
免去就是戒掉一切的贪心。
That to remove all greediness.
所以戒掉贪心是你我的重要信仰课程之一。
So, to remove the greediness is the most important lesson we can do in our lives.
其实耶稣在这里讲，早在旧约就已经有谈到有关这一方面的道理。
Actually, in the Old Testament, this topic has already been talked about.
而这方面的道理也是出自于神的吩咐，给他的仆人摩西要这样说。
And this instruction was given to his servant Moses.
我们来看出埃及记第二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
二十章的十七节。
Chapter 20, verse 17.
十七节这里说不可贪恋人的房屋。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house.
也不可贪恋人的妻子。
You shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
仆婢牛驴。
Nor his male servant,
并且他一切所有的。
Nor everything that he has.
这里讲的贪恋乃是从内心的贪心开始啊。
And so here the covet that mentioned is actually this greediness starting from the heart.
不可贪恋这一切。
Do not covet all these things.
这是第十条的诫命哦。
And this was the tenth commandment.
其实第六条到第十条乃是对人的一种人权保障。
And so, commandment 6 to 10 is a protection against men.
也是人与人之间的一种相处的重要的道理啊。
And it is an important principle against men and man's relationship.
我尊重你的生命灵魂得救。
That I emphasize on your soul being saved.
你也尊重我的生命灵魂得救。
And then you emphasize on my soul being saved.
所以十条诫命的后面六条乃是对人的一个教导啊。
So the Ten Commandments, the last 6 to 10 is to instruction
towards men. 也更显得出那种宗教伦理的重要性。
And it's to emphasize on the importance of the order of a religion.
所以这里说孝敬父母啊。
So here it says honor your parents.
这个是宗教伦理的重要生活。
And this is the important principle in religion.
不可杀人是尊重人的生命，是神给的。
And do not murder is to respect people because life is given by God.
不可奸淫是尊重你跟对方的一种。灵魂得救的一个认识、啊。
And to not commit adultery is to honor the other person and you.
因为奸淫是最破坏人跟神之间关系的一种事情。
Because adultery is the causes the most harm between God and man's relationship with God.
不可以偷盗。
And do not steal.
人要按着自己本分努力生活，不可以偷抢别人的东西啊。
Man must work hard himself and not steal other things.
后来又说不可做假见证陷害人。
Do not bear false testimony.
要忠心站在神的道理里面来做人呢。
And you have to stand within the word of God to be a person.
讲话做事要站在神的道理里面呢。
And to speak and to do things is in the word of God.
第十七节是包括很多，你不可以贪恋人的一切。
Verse 17 includes a lot of things that you cannot covet.
所以当我们在做事情要想一想。
So when we do things, we have to think.
我这样做是出自于自己的贪心还是肉体的情欲？
When I do this, is it out of my own greediness or is it out of my lust?
如果是，
is it,
我们要赶紧做一个调整悔改。
We have to immediately make an adjustment.
你不要昧着良心啊，顺着情欲下去，你就会自食恶果。
And do not submit to our desire or lust, we'll go into destruction.
圣经里面对贪心的问题真的讲得很严肃。
And so the Bible makes a very serious comment about this topic.
可以说它是一切罪恶的来源哦。
And this is the origin of sin.
我们来看一下这个以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章，我们来看这个第五节。
And let's look at verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
因为你们确实知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份。有贪心的就与拜偶像是一样的，在这里这样讲。
And so here it says,
有一些事情是跟神的国、耶稣基督没有份哦。
And certain things have no part in the kingdom of God.
其中有一项就是讲贪心哦。
And so among one of them is greediness.
这个贪心是一个无形的东西。
And so greediness is something that you cannot see.
但是它是在人的内心里面开始的。
But it starts within a man's heart.
你一旦不除掉，
if you do not remove it,
它就会形成一股动力。
And then it will make into an action.
当你做出来的时候，
then when you perform it,
你很容易就跟神的国度无份。
Then you will have no part with the kingdom of God.
因为你已经不圣洁了。
Because you are no longer holy.
已经做出不义的事。
And you have done unrighteous things.
而这个动作贪心会跟拜偶像的罪是一样的。
And this action of greediness is also worshiping idols.
当十条诫命他在强调不可敬拜别的神偶像的时候。
And so in the Ten Commandments, when it emphasizes do not worship other gods or idols.
同样的，在这里我们看到有贪心就跟这样的事情是一样的。
And so from here we can see greediness is similar to this kind of thing.
所以这个贪心很可怕。
So greediness is scary.
我们只要一不小心啊，
if we're not careful,
就会落入这个陷阱里面。
Then we will be fall into the trap of.
比如说我们贪财。
For example, we
are greedy for money. 也是从贪心开始来啊。
And it comes from greediness.
所以在提摩太前书第六章里头这样讲。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 6 it says.
在第十节这样说。
In verse 10 it says.
贪财是万恶之根。
And so the love of money is the greed of
money. 同样的，我们把这个范围扩大。
So if we expand this.
贪心是所有罪恶的来源啊。
And so greediness is the origin of all evil.
所以我们不能不小心啊。
So it is, we cannot not be careful.
在各方面一定要做好这样的一种认识。
So in all things, we have to have this understanding.
圣经教导我们要主内联婚。
And so the Bible tells us that we have to marry in Christ.
就算你认识外邦的朋友，再好的条件，再好的物质环境，你也不能动摇你的道理。
So even if we have a Gentile friend, no matter how good they are, we cannot move our principle.
不能因为个人的需要影响到一个道理的真理的绝对性。
So not because of our own needs, we can adjust this truth or this.
其实动机是你心中有那种贪恋。
And so this motive, because we have this greediness in our heart.
你想要这一方面条件的。
We want this kind of criteria.
但是跟圣经有没有合乎啊？
But it's a match with the Bible.
我们自己要做一个判断。
We have to make a discernment ourselves.
我们成为神的儿女，一定要具备一个辨别是非善恶的能力。
So in order to become the children of God, we have to be able to discern all the good and bad.
我们才知道什么能做，什么不能做。
So that we know what's good to do and not.
不能做的，你做了，你对神有亏欠。
And what it's not good to do, you offend God.
如果不悔改，祈求神赦免，那是一个很痛苦的一件事。
And if you do not repent, and it will be a very painful thing for you to bear.
贪心真的很重要。
So greediness is important.
我们来看一下哥罗西书的第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
请看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样，在这里告诉我们了。
And so here it tells us.
他说我们啊，既然领受主救恩，
since we have already partaken of God's salvation,
有神的道理可以做依据，
and from God's word we can make a discernment,
做我们是非善恶的标准，
and to discern between standard of good and evil,
有圣灵成为我们的帮助，有力量，
then Holy Spirit is our helper,
我们就要学会怎么样致使我们在地上的肉体情欲。
So we need to learn how to remove those lusts of our flesh.
这里讲了有淫乱哦。
So here it says fornication.
有污秽哦。
And yes.
哥罗西书三章五节。
Uncleanness.
这个污秽就讲一切不义的事了。
And so all these uncleanness is things of that unrighteous.
邪情。
Passions.
有一些事情啊，娱乐很煽动人哦。
And so some of the entertainment, they really draw people.
我听说有一些人在做宗教歌曲啊。
And so I heard that some people
会让人唱啊，跳到非常的情绪很高涨，非常high。
And so that they do these kind of RE programs that people they were very happy and after they sing.
但是那种啊，并不是一个虔诚的圣乐。
But those are not those are not godly worships.
我们就小心不要去碰触。
And be careful not to touch those.
你不要以为你是圣人。
And don't think that you're a holy person.
你当越以为自己站立得稳，你是最脆弱的一个。
And so when you think you can stand, you will be the weakest.
所以这里又讲这个恶意。
So here it talks about evil desires.
不好的情欲念头。
And the bad desires.
这又讲贪婪，就是讲贪心了。
And then it says covetousness, that is to be greedy.
这些都要致死哦。
And these we have to put to death.
如果我们是真的神的儿女，你就想办法要致死这些情欲。
If we are truly the children of God, we have to kill these desires.
其实我们软弱在哪里，我们自己知道了。
And we know where we are weak the most.
我们每次在参加灵恩会、领受圣餐，都会常常向神悔改啊。
And many times when we attend spiritual convocation and the Holy Communion, we will repent.
一个有责任的人、
啊、person who is,
你悔改了这个错误或软弱，你就不要再犯它。
And then once you have repented from this weakness, do not commit it again.
但我们发现有一些人、啊、
But some people,
领受圣餐前悔改。
And then before they partake Holy Communion, they repent.
但是过了几天又再犯那个毛病。
Then a few days later, they commit the same things
again. 比如说了，常常会骂人。
For example, maybe they like to yell people.
常常爱乱发脾气。
They like to have easily angered.
那你领受圣餐前悔改，你就要改正啊。
And then before you partake Holy Communion, you have to change it.
那你一直在犯同样的毛病，你就是一直陷在那个情欲里面，你贪那个情欲啊。
If you keep on making the same mistakes over and over, you are in this desire.
你就不配成真正成为神的儿女基督徒啊。
Then you're not worthy to be a Christian or the children of God.
因为你太虚假。
Because you are fake.
你欺骗自己，欺骗神。
You cheat yourself and you cheat God.
讲到宗教信仰纯正的这种信仰生活，我们必须要有这样的一个认识啊。
So a genuine faith, we have to have this kind of understanding.
主耶稣跟我们讲要警戒一切的这个贪心。
And so Jesus says that we have to remove all greediness.
就是要纠正我们的内心一直到外在的行为了。
And all the way from our heart and all the way to the actions outside.
不除掉贪心啊，我们就很难有一个很实在的信仰生活。
If we do not remove the greediness, we cannot have a good spiritual life.
表面上聚会。
And so, and
spirit, 但是你内在的属灵的生命却是软弱。
We might be here worshiping on the outer, but inside our heart we're weak.
所以这一点真的要很清楚的做一个认真的思考。
So we need to have a clear understanding of ourselves here.
我们就根据圣经里面提出几个例子。
And so we could make few examples within the Bible.
他们没有办法戒除贪心，结果造成什么样的事？
That they cannot remove this greediness and what resulted.
首先我们来谈到人类的始祖夏娃。
And let's first talk about our ancestors Eve.
我们来看一下创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪的第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
第三章第五节，第六节。
3 verse 5 verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”第五节，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮，你们便如神，能知道善恶。第六节，
Six.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。我们在这里看见，一个人类的始祖啊。因为贪食这个神吩咐不能吃的果子啊。
So here we can see that our ancestors, they disobey God's command and it's the fruit that they're not supposed to eat.
原本神造亚当把他安置在伊甸园乐园里面。
And so when God originally created Adam to set him in a garden of Eden.
他活得很好啊，可以跟神面对面讲话生活啊。
So he had a good life, he could talk face to face with God.
神又给他一个责任来修理看守伊甸园哦。
And so God gave him this responsibility to take care of Garden of
Eden. 神又吩咐他。
And God instructed him.
伊甸园中各样的果子你都可以随意吃。
You can eat all the fruit in this garden of Eden.
唯独有一种果树，善恶果树，上面的果子你不能吃。
And there's only this one fruit you cannot eat of good and evil.
你吃了一定死。
After you die, you will surely die.
那神对亚当这样吩咐。
And then this is the instruction from God.
那后来神为亚当造一个配偶夏娃成为他的太太。
Then later on, God created the helper Eve as his wife.
肯定亚当有跟太太夏娃讲。
And so it is definitely Adam spoke with Eve.
所以当蛇开始跟夏娃这个女人谈话的时候。
So when the serpent started to talk with Eve, this woman.
夏娃就跟蛇这样说。
And so Eve told the serpent.
其中有一个果树的果子不能吃哦。
And there's one fruit of tree that I cannot eat.
吃了会死哦。
After you die, you'll surely die.
但是那个蛇很厉害。
And the serpent was cunning.
他就开始诱惑这个夏娃。
And then started to tempt Eve.
第四节这里说啊。
Verse 4 it says.
这个蛇就它是魔鬼的代表啊，就对着这个女人这样讲。
So serpent is a representation of Satan and
called the woman. 他更改了神的话说不一定死。
And changed God's words that you will not surely die.
而且吃的时候眼睛明亮，会有像神一般的智慧哦。
And after you eat it, your eyes will open, you will know all the good and evil like God.
结果第六节啊。
Verse 6.
这个女人夏娃看见那个果子好做食物。
And then Eve saw that the fruit was good for food.
而且眼睛看得也很漂亮。
Was pleasing to the eye.
越看越喜欢。
She loves it.
然后就把蛇的话放在心中，说吃了有智慧。
And then she put the words of the serpent into his mouth.
不但
吃， have wisdom.
又拿给她的丈夫亚当吃。
Not only did she eat it, but she gave it to Adam, her husband.
所以我们在这里可以看到。
So from here we can see.
原本她内心知道神的话。
So in her heart, she knows the words of God.
但是魔鬼扰乱她，开始对神的话迷惑。
But because serpent confused her with the words of God.
然后对那一个神吩咐不能吃的善恶果，产生了贪心。
And because of the instruction that God told her not to eat, she had greediness that developed.
所以第六节我们就看到结合了一个眼目的情欲。
And so in verse 6, we can see the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh.
好吃啊，这漂亮啊。
It is beautiful, I can eat it.
然后就吃进去，满足口味啊。
And then she ate it, it was satisfying.
然后魔那个蛇说吃了会像神有智慧，那个就是今生的欲望啊。
And then the serpent said, if you eat it, you'll be like God, you can know everything. That is just to be the pride of life. And these three lusts.
乃是因为贪心在心里面产生私欲来作祟。发动
and it's because this greediness in the heart and it caused into actions.
最后就吃了神吩咐不能吃的果子而犯罪
and in the end, she eat the fruit that God commanded not to eat.
所以这是一个非常标准的一个犯罪模式啊。
And this is a perfect model of committed sin.
我们来看一下这个雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
第一章的十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
十四节
Chapter 1, verse
16. 十四节但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的十五节
15.
私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来罪既长成就生出死来这里讲哦这个犯罪模式过程这里写得很清楚
So here it talks about the model of committed sin.
首先就是自己内心的私欲，也就是贪心了。
And so first is the desires within the heart, that is the.
你这个时候不悔改拿掉，它就会在你的心里面发动。
If you do not remove and repent at this time,
然后你就决定要照这样的情欲来发动。
And then you will do according to these kind of movements.
就好像女人怀胎一样哦，开始这个怀孕怀胎的那个现象哦。
Just like a woman when they're starting to give birth.
那怀胎十个月中，最后要生出来嘛。
And so after being pregnant, then 10 months, you have to bear the child.
你这个私欲开始决定这个情欲想要这样做，你还是不悔改啊。
And so these desires will make you do, and if you do not repent,
总有一天你要生出，就把这个私欲的胎啊给生出来，就是去做它。
So one day you're going to bear the sin.
当你决定去做这种情欲的事的时候
，when you're going to do these things of the this lust,
做出来就是罪。
And then once you perform it, it's sin.
然后这个罪还会长大啊。
And the sin actually grows.
你罪不遏止啊，不悔改啊，它就开始慢慢长大。
If you do not control the sin and do not repent,
从你的内心里占据整个你的人啊。
And then within your heart would occupy all of you.
从小罪，然后越做越大，变得很多的罪，大罪。
And doing from a very little point, then you will do it more and more. And to
罪的结果是什么呢？死。
And the result of sin is death.
这个就是灵命的死了。
And this is the spiritual death.
在神的面前，你就得罪神而失去了主的生命。
So before God, you have offended God. You have lost a life that God has given.
所以我们看到夏娃犯罪的模式，就是跟这里讲的很清楚。
And so when we see Eve sin, it is just like this.
从心里的贪心开始。
It is starting from the greediness in the heart. And she thinks in her
heart. 然后想要眼睛明亮。
She wants her eyes to be open.
就跟神一样有智慧。
Just to be like God with wisdom.
然后又可以满足自己的肉体。
To satisfy her flesh.
你要兼顾满足自己肉体情欲，又能够兼顾属灵的事，这不容易哦。
And in order, it's impossible to please your flesh and also your spiritual life.
只要违背道理，你就要选择属神的这一边哦。
But if you want to obey God, you have to go to the God side.
如果站在道理里面合理合法，那我们就可以兼顾这两个。
And if we stand within the words of God, if it's lawful, then we can proceed.
结果我们看到夏娃她吃了，乐极生悲啊。
And then after Eve ate it, she was sorrowful.
然后啊，又把这个吃善恶果树的果子的动作，又连累丈夫影响她吃哎。
And then she gave the fruit to her husband to eat.
结果受神咒诅。
And they were cursed by God.
被逐出伊甸园。
And they were cast out of Garden Eden.
开始过一个苦难的生活。
To live a hard life.
背负罪的重担。
And to carry the burden of sin.
吃是一件小事。
And to eat is a small matter.
但是它后来的影响非常大。
But the effect later on is great.
而是跟神之间的一种生命关系。
And it is the relationship of life with God.
不除掉贪心。
And to, if you do remove greediness.
结果产生这样的现象。
And this is the result that occurred.
那第二个例子我们所要看的。
And the second example we're going to see.
我们来看创世纪二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪的二十五章
Genesis chapter 25
二十九节到三十四节
chapter, verse 29 to verse 34
这里记载有一天雅各熬这个红豆汤
And so here records Jacob cooked a stew
然后以扫从田野间回来而且很累又这个身体非常的疲倦
So Esau came back from the field and he was very tired physically
然后以扫对雅各说
And then Esau said to Jacob
哇我累昏了求你把你煮的这碗红豆汤给我喝
I'm so tired please give me the stew
雅各说 你可以喝啊但是你要把长子的名分卖给我、哦、
Jacob said you could drink it but just give me your rights of the firstborn
三十二节以扫说我将要死了这长子名分跟我有什么关系
And so I'm about to die. What is this birthright to me?
所以他把长子名分就卖给雅各。
And so he sold his birthright to Jacob.
那我们在这里看到以扫做哥哥的不看重长子的名分跟福气。
So we can see that Esau being the older brother, he did not emphasize on the birthright.
他看到那碗红豆汤在眼前。
He sees the stew before him.
然后他想到自己现在已经累昏了
And he thinks that he's tired to death
而且渴得将要死啊
That he was so about to die
所以他宁可享受短暂的需要喝红豆汤
So he rather enjoy the temporary pleasure to drink the stew
然后不顾今后一生的事
And not to care about the life of to come
所以我们这样研判扫罗他是一个短视又尽力的人啊
So here we can see that SaulActually, Jacob,
短视就是只尊重今生、mm-hmm. 看重眼前的利益
so, Saul only care about the temporary pleasure,
然后真的是以自己的肚子为神的这种做法
And only treat as a stomach as the
这种做法很可怕
And this kind of actions is scary
我们来看腓立比书的第三章
Philippians chapter 3
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3
第三章我们来看这个十九节
Chapter 3 verse 19
十九节说他们的结局是沉沦
And their end is destruction
是指着十八节讲的你如果做你的行为行事为人如果以基督十字架是为仇敌的时候
So of whom I have told even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ
你的结局就是沉沦
And your end is destruction.
因为这种人啊，他短视，只看今生。
Because they only look at the short term.
只看眼前的享受。
They can see what they see in their.
我只要快乐就好。
As long as I'm happy.
我发挥我肉体的情欲没有关系。
So I can express the lust of my flesh.
当你在享受娱乐、快乐就好的时候，也要按照圣经来做一个判断。
So once you enjoy, you also have to make a discernment with the words of God.
不然，这种人他们的神就是自己的肚子。
Otherwise, their God is their stomach.
以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And so their shame is their glory.
专以地上的事为念。
And they only think about things of this world.
神的儿女、神的百姓不应该是这种观念的。
So the children of God cannot have this kind of thinking.
但是以扫他却贪爱这一碗红豆汤。
But Esau loved this bowl of stew.
完全被一个贪吃的贪啊，给冲昏了头啊。
And he was confused by this greediness of this stew.
他在田野回来是很累，没有错。
So he was indeed tired after coming back from the field.
而且也很渴，没有错。
He was thirsty.
甚至形容啊，快要死了。
And he even said, "I'm about to die."
你可以喝水啊。
You could drink water.
你可以吃别的。
You can eat something else.
如果你正尊重神给你这个长子的名分
If you respect the birthright that God has given you.
今天我们每一个人在神面前都是长子
So every one of us is the elder.
就像耶稣基督也是一样出手的果子啊
And so Jesus is the first fruits.
所以我们比世人更有好的身份成为神的儿女
So we have a better portion than all the people in this world.
我们可以为了眼前的需要利益情欲，然后把我们的信仰出卖给魔鬼吗
？And do we emphasize only on the things we need in this life, but we sell everything to the Satan？
或者离开神的道理，出卖神呢、啊、
？Or to leave the words of God and betray God？
千万不行
！It is that we should not do this。
你会这样做，其实因为你心中有一个贪念。
We do this because there's a greediness in our heart。
为什么你不能克制呢
？And why cannot you can you remove it or cut it？
哎，有一个弟兄。
And there's a brother.
他在念大学的时候
When he was in college.
因为我们教会的信徒都没有坏习惯
So our church members don't have bad habits.
大家刚刚进来念大一的时候啊，看起来都不错。
So everyone when they come in as a freshman seems like they're pretty good. 是一个
学校的新鲜人呢。
And this is a new person from the school.
Freshman.
A freshman in the school.
哎，过了两个月，大家熟了。
And so after 2 months, everybody got to know each other.
你就会发现有的学生男女啊。生活习惯不太一样。
And then you realize some of the women and the men they have different kind of life.
有的喜欢去跳舞。
And they like to go dance.
有的喜欢赌博。
Some like to go
gamble. 有的喜欢看电影。
Some watch movies.
有的喜欢怎样怎样都有了。
So they could do whatever they like.
结果我们的信徒因为没有这些坏习惯，他本来就是应该这样做。
Because our member does not have this kind of habits, he have already done this all his life.
那。同学就觉得，哎，这个学生不错。
And this classmate thought this student is pretty good.
而且成绩也好。
And so I have good grades.
在学校参加全校的比赛，也是表现不错。
And you attended all the competition and of the whole school.
文武都很棒。
And all the academics pretty good.
那个学校有一万多人啊。
And that school has 10,000 people.
所以你变成学校的风云人物啊。
Then you become one of the important person in school.
很自然的，很多女同学就要来追。
And then naturally, all the women want to go to him.
有的在后面，女孩子啊，为了这个我们弟兄吵架，争锋吃醋。
And some of the female students they arguing among themselves because they all wanted him.
但是我们这个弟兄不知道，因为他从来不谈恋爱。
But our brother does not know because he never.
他只是尽本分，做一个基督徒的一个。好榜样。
So doing his best, he set a good example.
所以有一些人就跟着他来慕道信主了。
And then some people followed him to choose.
哇，原来后面有很多学校的女学生啊，也喜欢呢、啊。
So behind him, behind the scenes, there was many female students that liked him.
哇，有的甚至叫爸爸妈妈偷偷到学校偷看我们这个弟兄。
And so some even tell their parents to go to the school to spy on him.
就跟我们弟兄说，我爸爸妈妈来啦。
And told the say my parents are here.
很想请你吃一顿饭。
I really want to treat you to dinner.
我们弟兄就问他。
And my the brother asked him.
无缘无故，为什么你爸爸妈妈要请我吃饭
？For what reason? Why is your parents treating me?
那个女同学就讲，要来看你了。
The female student said because they want to see you.
我们这个弟兄就转头就走啊。
And then our brother turned his back and walked away.
因为他们不是信徒。
Because they are not believers.
那就一开始就不要有这个门路。
So in the you cannot open this road in the beginning.
你又要贪吃，然后又要贪一点点，然后最后那个犯罪的事情不要做，有可能吗
？If you're greedy to eat and greedy for this kind of passions, then in the end,
你只要进入试探啊，脚能不能拔出来都不知道啊。
If you enter into temptation, you don't even know if you can take your legs away from it.
还有一个教授也是一样哦。
And then another teacher was the same.
就请这个弟兄到他家吃饭。
And then invited this brother to eat as well.
吃到一半的时候，那个教授就讲。
And halfway after eating, and the professor
我有一个女儿。
I have a daughter.
年龄跟你差不多。
And it's about same age as you.
大学刚毕业。
And just graduated from college.
如果谁娶到她，很有好处。
And whoever takes her have a good life.
我会送一栋房子。
I will give a house.
送一部车。
I will give a car.
还安排他的工作。
I will arrange the work.
这是我对未来女婿的一个做法。
And this is my work to start.
我们这个弟兄一面吃饭一面听。
To son-in-law. And so this
他心里想这些话跟他没有关系。
So he thought in his heart none of these things related to me.
结果到后来啊，那个教授就说：“哎，对不起，打岔。”
So until the end, the professor says,
我刚才讲的话你有没有听到
？Everything I said, did you listen?
这个弟兄说有。
And the brother says yes.
你觉得怎么样
？What do you think？
叫他马上表明态度
And then he asked him to make a decision right there.
这个弟兄就吃不下饭。
And the brother can no longer eat.
因为宗教信仰不同啊。
Because the religious
就算再好的条件
，No matter what condition，
你不能因为你个人的一种想法，我少奋斗三十年
了。That's because of what you think that I want to work so hard for 30 years.
然后你就把信仰的立场给放在一边。
And then you put the faith on one side.
感谢主，这个弟兄头脑很清楚。
Thank the Lord, this brother had a clear mind.
教授，你请我吃饭，我谢谢你。
Oh, teacher, thank you for inviting me to eat. I thank you.
但是要说两件事。
But there's two things I have to say.
第一件事。
First，
我在真耶稣教会的信仰。
I am a true Jesus believer. I might believe.
是非常坚持的。
I'm set on it.
不能有所摇动。
I cannot move from it.
我的父母亲 也这样子期盼。
And this is what my parents wish.
我们全家也这样努力做。
And this is what our whole family does.
希望请教授尊重我的信仰。
So I hope the teacher, you can respect my belief.
如果不尊重，要我做违背信仰的事情，我一辈子心里难过。
And if you want me to do it, then if I, my whole life, I will be
regretful. 第二件事。
And the second.
我父母亲很爱我。
And my parents love me.
所以我的婚事一定会跟我父母亲商量。
So I would discuss every of my marriage with my parents.
如果只在乎我自己的想法看法。
And if I only emphasize on what I think.
而不尊重父母亲的一个交代。
I do not respect the instructions of my parents.
当然父母亲会随着孩子的想法没有错。
And of course the parents, they would allow the child to do whatever
he wants. 但是这个弟兄啊，很重视孝顺父母的这一方面的生活。
But this brother emphasized on the this kind of life of the parents.
所以他就跟教授讲。
And he told the professor.
如果一开始你的女婿就不孝顺亲生父母，他有可能以后也不孝顺你。
And so if in the beginning your son-in-law does not respect the parents, then in the future will not respect you.
那你喜欢这种人当你女婿吗？
Do you wish this kind of son-in-law to be your son-in-law?
可以对自己父母亲都这样做，难道对岳父母不会这样做吗？
And if I do this to my parents, would I not also do this to my parents-in-law?
哇，那个教授就跟我们弟兄说：“你讲的是，你讲的太对了。”
And the professor says, "Yes, you are
completely correct." 站起来把这个弟兄抱起来。
And he stood up to hug our brother.
你就是这样睡，我特别在学生中间喜欢你啊。
Because you're like this, that's why I especially like you among all the students.
哎，原本以为这个教授会用成绩打压这个弟兄。
And so this brother thought that the professor is gonna try to use the grades to make him.
没有想到学期末成绩，这个教授给那个弟兄99分呢。
And not thinkingly, this professor gave this brother 99%.
所以我们一个信仰的原则。
And so this principle of our faith.
我们必须要有很坚定的一个认识。
We need to have this kind of firm understanding.
我们不是把信仰站在人这一个立场来看。
We do not put our faith on
other people. 而是要建立自己跟神的关系。
To establish our relationship with God directly.
一旦不小心受害的是你自己。
If we're not careful, we are the one that's caused harm to ourselves.
甚至影响别人呢。
And we will affect others.
那这种事情神都在看。
And these things are looked upon by God.
所以一定要非常重视有关这一方面的信仰道理。
Emphasize on this kind of faith, of life of faith. So Esau did not emphasize it.
他轻易的就把他变卖长子的名分。
Very lightly, he sold his birthright.
今天我们是荣耀的神的儿女的身份。
We have the glorious status of the children of God.
我们也不要轻易的把这样的身份给失去了，然后卖给这个世界情欲魔鬼啊。
And do not lightly just look upon our status and sell our status to Satan.
甚至犯罪的一种情势啊。
Or even the action of to committing sins.
我们这一堂就先讲到这里。
So this concludes this session.
休息十分钟。
And we rest for 10 minutes.
一起来默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.